हरि जय योति जन वल्लभम गिरिवर दारि जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारि जय गिरिवर दारि जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन निरंजन जमुना तीरावन चार जमुना तीरावन चार जमुना तीरावन चार वन चार जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारि जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारि जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारि जय गोपी गिरिवर दारि यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन जन जमुना तीरावन चार जमुना तीरावन चार जमुना तीरावन चार वन चार जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभाचार्य अशोक ऐसी भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नाम आचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय श्री श्री गौ निताय की जय श्री श्री राधा वल्लभ की जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र देवी की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी रे ऑल गोस टू दिस सिंबल डिवोटी हरे कृष्ण ऑल गोस टू दिस सिंबल डिवोटी हरे कृष्ण ऑल गोस टू दिस सिंबल डिवोटी ऑल गोस टू गुरु एंड गौरंग ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य जनंजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वयं पदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीदपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातं सहगुण रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साधुभूतं परिजन सहितं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखाम्बितं तं वंश कल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिंधु एव चापतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदम्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौर तुसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्त वृंदा एवरीबॉडी टुगेदर लाउडली हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 ओके तन रिपीट आफ्टर मी प्लीज तन स्नेह वेगम सता चंद्र वर्तमभिस तन स्नेह वेगम सता चंद्र वर्तमभि संत तन सेना वेगम सता चंद्र वर्तना वर्तमभिस चरंतम अचीधरम उपारी अधो हरि चरंतम अचीधरम उपारी अधो हरि चरंतम अचीधरम उपारी अधो हरि कृतवता हसम कारण उत्सवानो भानम कृतवतः हसम कारम उत्स उत्सनो भानम कृतवः हसम कर्ण उत्सनो भानम निमिली तकम तक्षम निमिली तक्षम जगहि महाजावा निमिली तक्षहम जगृहि महाजावः निमिली तक्षम जगृहि महाजावः तम स्नेन वेगम सता चंद्र वर्तमावीस चरणातम अभिद्रम उपारी अधो हरि कृतवहासम क्रीरहम उत्सो नावानहम निमिलितक्षं जगारि महाजव तं सेन वेगं सता चन्द्रा वर्तमाभिः चरन्तम् अधिदरम् उपारि अधो हरि कृत्वा तहासं कारहं उतो वानवानम् निमिलितक्षहं जगारि महाजवा प्रभुस् प्लीज
तं सेना वेगं सतचन्द्र वर्तमाभिः
तम सेना वेगम सता चंद्रवर्तमावीश चरंता मखारी दम पारी दोहरी कृत्वा संकरम उत्सो वनो बालम वेगम सत चंद्रवती चरंता मुत तंसेन वेगम सतचंद्रवर्तमवी चरंतामरितामुपारि अधोहरी कृतत्वासां करम उत्सवालनम् नीलील तक्षाम गिरे महाजगः मतजीस तंसेन वेगम सतचंद्रवर्तमवी चरंतामचित्रामुपाहयदुदगी कृतवाहसाम करहम अक्तो सुवलम निमीलिताक्षहम जग्रे महाजवा तमसेन वेगम सतचंद्रवर्तमवी चरंताम चरताम उपरि अदोहरि कृत्वा संकर्णा उत्सो नवनहम् निमील्यक्षाम जग्रे महाजवा तम हि हिरण्यकश्यपु सेना वेगम पोसेसिंग द स्पीड ऑफ अ हॉक सतचंद्र वर्तमाभि बाय द मैन्यूवर्स ऑफ हिज सोर्ड एंड हिज शील्ड विच वॉज मार्क्ड विद द 100 मूनलाइट स्पॉट्स चरंतम मूविंग अचीदम विदाउट एनी वीक स्पॉट उपारि अधा अप एंड डाउन हरि द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड कृत्वा मेकिंग अथाहसम लाउड लाफ्टर कारम एक्सट्रीमली श्रील उत्सवन उल्बहनम very fearful due to its great sound nimilita closed aksham eyes very jagrihi captured mahajava the greatly powerful lord translation by Srila Prabhupada ki Making a loud, thrilling sound of laughter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, who is extremely strong and powerful, captured Hiranyakashipu, who was protecting himself with his sword and shield, leaving no gaps open. With the speed of a hawk, Hiranyakashipu moved sometimes in the sky and sometimes on the earth, his eyes closed because of fear of Narsingadev's laughter. So I'm going to read the next text. विश्वकाश्रु शुरंतम ग्रहानंतुरम हरि व्यालो व्यायाथाकृतम कलिशाक्षतात्वाकहम द्वारी उर्णम उपात्यः ददारः लीलया नख नखरि उथाहिम Garur Mahavisham.
Translation: as a snake captures a mouse of Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Narsingh Dev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here and there all around, very much afflicted by at being captured, Lord Narsingh Dev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thigh, and in the doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hand. Prepared by Prabhupada, Hiranyakashipu has received from Lord Brahma the benediction that he would not die on the land or in the sky. Therefore, to keep the promise of Lord Brahma intact, Narsimhadev placed Hiranyakashipu's body on his lap, which is neither land or sky. Hiranyakashipu has received the benediction that he would not die either during the day or night. Therefore, to keep his promise, keep this promise of Brahma, the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu in the evening, which is at the end of the day and beginning of the night, but it's neither day or night. Hiranyakashipu had taken a benediction from Lord Brahma that he will not die from any weapon or be killed by any person, dead or alive. Therefore, just to keep the words of Lord Brahma, Lord Narsingadev pierced Hiranyakashipu's body with his nails, which were not weapons and were neither living nor dead. Indeed, the nails can be called dead, but at the same time they can be said to be alive. To keep intact all of Lord Brahma's benedictions, Lord Narsimha paradoxically but very easily killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu. Hare Krishna. So far, finally Hiranyakashipu has been killed. So, just a brief overview of what we are, so those who haven't been up to date with the class. In this chapter, the Lord slays the king of demon. It starts with Prahlad Maharaj teaching the students, teaching his classmates, his friends who were there. And by his association and by his teaching, all those sons of demons also started becoming devotees. They started, instead of following the instructions of the spiritual master, of the masters who were teaching the material stuff, they started following instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. So the lesson we learn from this is, when we read this, when we listen to this, we always try to find out, try to actually ask yourself, what is we are here to learn? If we don't ask that question, then we're going to just read it and we won't understand this. So the lesson we learn from this is the power of the association of devotees. So what we should do is, we should also lead our life in such a way that we have always have association of devotees. This is very important. If you have association of devotees, then you can make progress very easily. One side they are the teachers, material teachers, and the other side is a 5-year-old child, but he's a pure devotee of Krishna. So this is the power of the devotees. By their mercy, if the devotees wish something, then Krishna fulfills it. This is why it said that bhakti is something that is not generally given by Krishna himself. Bhakti is the most precious thing, but it is not something that Krishna gives it himself. He said he has given this bhakti to his devotees, and the devotees give bhakti to whoever you want. So all you have to be in a receptive mood. You know, just like when Jagai and Madai they hit Nityananda, you know, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to kill them. And Nityananda said, please don't, you know. Because he did not come in this age to actually kill people, as like you did in other ages. But in this age, you have come to save people, to get them out of this material world. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that they are saved already, just because you desired it. So when a devotee desired it, Nityananda is playing the role of a devotee, a spiritual master. He's the Adi Guru, he's the original spiritual master. And he said, when you desire it, when a devotee desires it, then Krishna fulfills it. So this is very powerful, this is very important that we have to take shelter of pure devotees. Now, you know, this is why we come here. And Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully created this organization where we have many pure devotees who come here, many gurus who come here. So we should take every opportunity to take their association, take their instructions from them. What does association mean? It doesn't mean you just come there, you sit down, you talk in there. Association means taking instructions. So when they say that when people go to the dham, you know, a lot of time people say, oh, I'm going to Vrindavan or going to Mayapur. What did you do? Oh, I went to all the different places. Srila Prabhupada in his purport says, it's just like a cow going taking bath in different places, you know. Then going to the dham means sitting down with the, you know, the devotees, the sadhus there, and taking instructions from them. This is the most important thing. So if you don't take instructions from them, then it's just like you going and visiting and not getting. You're going to get some benefit. But the real benefit is by the association and the instructions that you get from the devotees. So this is the first thing we learn from this chapter. The second thing is that Prahlad Maharaj, how old is he? 5 years old. But he is fearless. So this is another quality of a devotee. Why is he fearless? Now, Hiranyakashipu was so powerful. And Narad Muni says, apart from three personalities, who are those three? Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Everybody was under his control. Even Narad Muni says, I used to come and glorify him. So this is how powerful Hiranyakashipu is. But this a five-year-old child is fearless. Why? Because he has taken shelter of the Lord. So he had completely taken shelter of Lord. So we might ask ourselves, you know, we also are devotees, we have taken shelter of the Lord. Why are we suffering? Right? That was your question. So we have to understand what level of surrender we have. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, according to the level you surrender, that's the level I reciprocate with. Now, how do we understand this? Now, we all know the pastime about Draupadi. Right? Draupadi was a pure devotee. Isn't that right? Whenever she wanted, she would call Krishna and Krishna would come. But when she was being disrobed by Dushasan, as long as she tried to save herself, did Krishna come to help? He did help, because he could not do it, you know. But when she surrendered herself fully and said, Krishna, please protect me, then Krishna took full charge. So our surrender should be just like a little child. You know, when a little kid, we all have seen little kids, we are all little. And when we are little, the mother takes complete care of the child. She feeds him, bathes the child, you know, does everything for the child. Does the child do anything? Only thing he does is cry, and the mother runs to the child to look after that. So similarly, when we surrender ourselves like that little children, like that little kids, then Krishna will protect us like that. So our lack of, or when we feel that Krishna is not looking after ourselves, it's because of not our complete surrender. We think we still can do things. So we have to be more surrendered. You know, we have to have complete faith that Krishna will always protect us. Just like he protected Draupadi, just like he protected Prahlad Maharaj. This is the lessons we have to learn from this. This is what we have to achieve. We have to have this faith. Okay, if Lord Narasimhadev protected Prahlad Maharaj, he will also protect us. But let us become that surrendered devotee. So that's the next thing. And it tells you many qualities of a devotee. One of the Prahlad Maharaj says to Narasimhadev, you should be
non-envious. He should treat everybody equally. He said the enemy is this ignorance. The ignorance of what? That when we treat other people differently. Now how do we, why do we treat people differently? What is the difference? What are the reasons why we treat people differently? Huh? Relationship with the people, gender, isn't that right? Women are weaker sex, men are more strong, am I right? People who are more educated, people who are less educated, you know, Brahmins are treated higher than, isn't that right? You know, so all this mostly things to do with the body. So when you are on the bodily platform, we differentiate people. We treat them differently. But when you are on the spiritual platform and we see everybody is an atma, everybody is a soul, then how do we treat them? We treat them equally. We treat them, they are all servants of Krishna. We treat them on the spiritual level. So this is the next thing we have to understand. See, these things don't come easily because we have been in this material world for so long and we have been seeing this, and from day one to the schools we have been to, this has all been implanted in our head. So it's not going to go away easily. But we have to start practicing. We have to see, instead of seeing, you know, it's like, okay, today, let's just do this. Every person I will see, I'll try to remember that he is a spirit soul. Just do like that. Today I'm going to, everyone I see, doesn't matter, it's a living, and you know, plant, tree, everything. I'll see that as a servant of Krishna. And we are all serving Krishna in some way or another. Because there's nothing but Krishna in this soul. And his energy. So we have to see, start seeing everything in there. And then, so this is another thing you have to learn. How to be equipoised. How to actually lead a life. How to see everybody equally. How to see everybody on the spiritual platform rather than on the material platform. Because what is the difference between a Uttam Adhikari and Madhyam Adhikari? What is the difference? Different, who differentiates? Madhyam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari sees. Now he is the highest level, Uttam Adhikari. And he does not differentiate. He sees everybody as devotee of Krishna except him. Or her. Right? But a Madhyam Adhikari differentiates. On the preaching level, we have to differentiate. We have to know who is a devotee and who is not a devotee. As I said, one of the things earlier was that we have to associate with devotees. Now if you don't differentiate, then how do you know who is a devotee and who is not a devotee? Right? But at the same time, you can see they are all children of Krishna. They are all devotees of Krishna, but they are covered. So it's like some are in deep sleep. Some are in the dreaming stage. They are, you know, half asleep. Some are just about to wake. And there some are awake like that. So pure devotee is fully awake. Those who are trying to become devotees is trying to wake up. You know. And some, those who are pious are going on to the path, are like in a dreaming state. But a lot of people who are in complete ignorance are in deep sleep. So apart from human being, all the other 8 million species of life are mostly in ignorance. They are in deep sleep. So it is us as human beings, which is another thing, we are so fortunate to get this body as a human being. But if you don't take advantage of it, then what is the point? You get guru, the guru wants to initiate you and you don't take advantage of it. Right? So we are here, we should take advantage of that, you know, try to make this your last life. As we age, the realization comes much more and more that the body is going, you know. The body is deteriorating. Every day we have a new problem. And one day it's going to come to end. So why don't we take advantage of it so that we don't have to come
and go through this again and again. And what is the best way to do it? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, the Vyasafsa, that anybody who preaches this message is very dear to me. And Prabhupada's movement is all about preaching. So to preach, there's a few things you have to do. You have to know the scripture. You have to understand it. You have to read it. You have to realize it. Then you can preach it. And if you can't preach, if you're not good a preacher, then you create an environment where others can come and preach. Do programs, you know, come to the temple. Preaching doesn't mean that you only preach. Coming and listening is also preaching. Because if you listen, then you're going to build your character in a way that others look at it and say, this is a devotee, you know. I want to be like him. Or I want to be like her. She's such a nice person. Saviour is such a nice girl. Everybody likes her in the school. And devotees are like that, you know. You go there anywhere, you know. So this is the next thing. The other thing is that Hiranyakashipu was killed. Even though he tried his best, as it is written here, you know, he took the boon from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is one of the highest personality in this universe. Isn't that right? He's one of the most powerful. Now he's devotee in a way. Hiranyakashipu. When Krishna wanted to kill him, was he able to protect him? So when the Lord wants to do something, nobody else can protect him. Just like when Ravan, you know, he was praying to Lord Shiva, he was a devotee of Lord Shiva, and he was saying, please Lord Shiva, save me. And Parvati said to Lord Shiva, your devotee is calling you, please go and protect him. What did Lord Shiva say? When Ram wants to kill, no one can protect him. So this is the same thing here. What does it mean? The difference is that Hiranyakashipu tried his best to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Was he successful? No. And why was he not able to kill him? Because he was a devotee of Narasimhadev, right? He was a devotee of Vishnu. He was a devotee of Krishna. While Hiranyakashipu, who was so powerful, could not kill a five-year-old child, but he got killed. So this is the another lesson we have to learn, whom to surrender to. Rather than taking shelter of the demigods, rather than taking shelter of other human beings, even other beings, you know, what does this mean? We take shelter of the government, we take shelter of our bosses, you know, isn't that right? You know, they are the ones who are providing. We should take shelter of Krishna. And because if Krishna is there, then nobody can harm us. Nobody can do anything to us. So this is the next thing you have to understand from this. And what is this enemy, enmity? You know, these people will say, this person is my enemy, that person is my enemy. It's mostly ignorance. What is that ignorance? That I am this body. So everybody associated with my body is my friend. Anybody who is not associated with my body is my enemy. So there are different kinds or different levels of it. First thing is, if something happens, you protect your soul. That's the most important thing. Now people might say, no, we might protect our body. For example, I'll give you an example. Somebody has diabetes. And their leg starts, there's no blood flow, so it starts going bad. Do they hesitate to cut it off? So what is more important? The soul is more important than the body. Then comes the body, you want to protect your body. Then you protect your immediate family members, your wife, your children, your parents and things like that. Then other people around, and then it gradually grows and grows to the nation, then to the human beings. Let's protect all the human beings, you know, let's do some charity work for them. And then finally, what do? Let's look after plants, animals, you know, animal lovers and things like that. So it actually expands like that. And when we actually differentiate that and we don't have this knowledge, You know, and when we see everything as equal, that we are all servants of Krishna, all devotees of Krishna, then we don't see any difference in there. So those who are in ignorance, it is our duty to actually preach to them, to help them. Now, how do you help them? So what did Srila Prabhupada said? You know, Prabhupada used to say that one day, Srila Prabhupada was there, and I think there were some ants or some kind of insect was there. And one of the Mataji was there, and Prabhupada said, chant to him. Chant to the insect, you know. Chant Hare Krishna to the insect. Why? Because they are all devotees of Krishna. So this is how we see. So when you are chanting, these are things, you know, when you go for a walk, you are going to japa walk and things like that. Chant a little bit loudly. So those who are around us also can hear Krishna's name. These are some little things we can learn from this, and we try to actually practice. So those who are sleeping can wake up. You are coming, you have flowers at home. Pick flowers, offer to Krishna. By offering it to Krishna, they are being used in devotional service. And by doing that, using them in devotional service, then they make progress. No, we should not drink their milk. Isn't that right? A lot of people have things. So, yes, they are not treated nicely, but by you not drinking that milk, will that really make a big difference? But just think that you take the same milk and offer it to Krishna, which one is better? Engaging them in devotional service or you not using them? That's the way I see it. So by using any living entity in Krishna's service, they make spiritual advancement. At least in the next life, they can become devotees. By offering flower of a plant to Krishna, actually they make advancement. They have done some sukriti. Then they have association of devotees. Isn't that right? So this is how we should actually lead our life, so that we can actually help ourselves and help others in Krishna consciousness. And if we take shelter of the devotees, if we take shelter of Krishna, then nothing bad can happen to you. Krishna will always protect you. Hiranyakashipu had tried his best to protect himself. What did he do? He took a boon. What were the boons? That he cannot be killed by any kind of weapons. Right, so protected. He cannot be killed during the day or night. He cannot be killed by any living or dead entity also. So what is left? He tried himself to protect himself in every possible way. But then in the end, he got killed. So this is the lesson. We all gonna be killed. So this is death, right? We are talking about death here. We are thinking, oh, okay, Krishna killed, Narsingadev killed Hiranyakashipu. But we are devotees, we won't be killed. But Krishna kills all of us. How does he kill us? In the form of time, kal. Kal comes in the end, where time is over, you have to give up this body. But if we realize that, I'm not this body, I'm the spirit soul. Does the soul ever die? So if the soul does not die, we never die. But the problem is that we are in this material world. And as long as we are in this material world, we have all these desires. And to fulfill these desires, we have to take multiple bodies. And we take one body and live another body, then get another body. And we have been doing that for millions of lifetimes. And for millions and millions of time we die. And does anybody wants to die? Death is one of the biggest fear. Why is it a fear? Because it's not our natural constitution. We are eternal. We are not supposed to die. And when somebody says everything gonna finish, then that's a scary bit. So we should live our life, we should become devotees so that we can get out of this material world, then we don't have to die again, we don't have to change this body. So this is very important. This is why, and what is the best way to do it? What did Srila Prabhupada tell us to do this? Srila Prabhupada set up a system very nicely. If you just follow this system without even understanding what you are doing, you'll make so much progress. It starts with Mangal Aarti. You come for Mangal Aarti. And a lot of time I see after Mangal Aarti, people go away and they do their own japa. Now you should stay for the whole program. You should do the Tulsi Puja, right? And I was listening to His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. He said, those who live at that time, they miss one of the biggest things. Because at the end of the Tulsi Puja, what do? We do pranam to the Vaishnavas. And that's one of the most important thing. He said, you miss that opportunity. Then you chant together. Then you have darshan of the deities. Take prasadam, you know. You eat, you dance. And a little bit of philosophy. And if you follow this, whether at home or at in the temple, then you'll make this progress easily. And it's much easier to do it when you are together with other people, like-minded people. This is why association of devotees is very important. People say, oh, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is in my heart. I don't need to go to the temple. But what is the main thing about the temple? At the temple, you can say the deity form of the Lord. In the mind, we have to perceive it, and it's not always clear. But the other most important thing in the temple is you get association of the devotees. There's a lot of things we learn by seeing what other person is doing. People, I think it says 80% of the people are visual. They see things. You know, 20% people who listen and learn to things. Most of the people see things and learn. Majority of them. So when you see somebody is behaving in a way, you know, you come here, you get a first time, a person comes in there, and there's five devotees there. They all go and do dandavats. The other person looks and says, what does he do? He also does dandavats. He doesn't know what he's doing. You look at little kids, the parents do dandavats. They do dandavats, you know. Same thing. So they learn and see. And eventually they will understand why they are doing what they are doing. So this is very important, coming to the temple and following this program, listening to Bhagavatam class. This Bhagavatam class is no different from Krishna. Either you listen to it or as I am speaking about it. Both of them are so powerful that it can actually make you a pure devotee. Sukhdev Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj had it. Both became purified. Both became pure. So this is also very, very important that you come here, you listen to the class, you know, people are doing their japa. Japa is your own time. If you're outside, come inside, you know. Sit down, listen to the class. It also gives enthusiasm to the person who's speaking, that there are more people in here listening, you know. And then we can have more discussion, we can have more questions, you know, that way we can actually clear more doubts. And if you have any question, you should ask. Because it might not be your only question, it might be a question of many other people. A lot of people are hesitant, they don't ask questions. Okay? So we'll finish here. Does anyone has any questions, any comments? Jhulan Yatra is starting tomorrow. This is a very special festival that runs for 5 days. I was talking to one of our senior devotees and he said that Jhulan Yatra, what is the purpose of Jhulan Yatra? In India, it's very hot now, right? And very humid. So when it becomes very hot, they put chandan on, right? Put chandan, camphor and saffron. They mix it together and they apply it on the body of the Lord. It cools them down. But if there is no wind, because it's so hot, it dries up very quickly. So when you swing, you know, put some kind of air, you know, just fan a little bit, then it cools your body very nicely. And Prabhupada said that it has to be done in a very gentle way. We shouldn't be pushing like, you know, crazy. Sometimes I see devotees are just like pushing the Lord. It's just like, you know, you go and do, go on a swing yourself, you know. I don't like to be pushed like that. We have to treat Radha Vallabha, you know, Radha and Krishna in the same way. The idea is to cool them, not to frighten them. Isn't that right? So in India, usually they've got a rope, they pull it gently. The idea is to have a breeze, you know. So keep this in mind. Whatever we are doing to please the Lord. It is not how fast I can push, you know, how far I can make them go. And I had a devotee who was saying that, man, every time I see in Melbourne, especially here, he said, man, I get scared, you know, I just, you know, what are they doing to the deities, you know. Yeah. So keep that in mind. That is something I was listening to him, and I was listening to, there was an article written on what is the purpose of Jhulan Yatra. The purpose of Jhulan Yatra is to please the Lord, gentle, you know, so they can get. And here in Melbourne, unfortunately, when we have Jhulan Yatra, it's already cold, you know. Isn't that right? Pushing them longer, you know, you go, when it is winter, you go in the park and there's a swing there, you know, you go for like 2 minutes, man, it's so cold, you know. So we should keep that all this in mind when you are doing this, you know. The idea is to please the Lord, you know, think of what they want, you know, how would they prefer like that, you know. Take it, so, yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how when we completely surrender unto the Lord, then only He will come to protect us. Like you gave the example of Draupadi when she was getting disrobed in front of the assembly.
Say that again?
You gave the example of how Draupadi, yeah. When only she called out to Krishna, then only Lord Krishna protected her. But Prabhu, we hear in lectures that endeavor is needed to receive mercy, like we see in Damodar Leela, how endeavor and mercy is needed to buy not Krishna. So how do we understand this?
So what I was talking about, complete protection, 100%. Just like your parents, when you're a little baby, right? Your parents were looking after and doing everything for you. But as you grow up, you become more independent. Am I right? She doesn't, your mom doesn't bathe you anymore, right? She doesn't feed you anymore, right? So we start doing things ourselves. But does she still protect you? Does she still provide food for you? Does she still give you shelter and things like that? So when depending on how much surrender we have, you know, how much we are dependent on the Lord will reciprocate accordingly. So a baby does it completely. Draupadi in the beginning did not do that, but when she did it completely, then Krishna came and protected. Does that make? Just like when there was no food in Durvasa Muni and those ten thousand of his disciples came. Draupadi had eaten. And then she prayed to Krishna, please Krishna, help me. And then Krishna immediately came and solved the situation. So it's a level of surrender. And that's what we have to have, that in the endeavor, our effort. We have to do ourselves whatever we want. Krishna is independent. He can protect you or not protect you. So we can't force Krishna, hey Krishna, I love you, you have to do this for me. No. Love means you do your bit, and leave the rest to the beloved. Right, so just like the gopis, you know, when we have a little bit of pride, this is also another thing comes, you know, I'm a devotee, you know, he's not a devotee. What does that mean? We have this pride. Isn't that right? So you have to be humble. Devotee means humility, and Trinadapi Sunisena, and the other one is tolerance. These two things are very important. Bhakti's close friend is humility. And if there is
no humility, then bhakti leaves. So this is very important. These are the things that we have to build in our life. How do you become humble? It says humble like a blade of grass. What is the quality of a blade of grass? Everyone walks on him. Do they complain? No. But if somebody says anything to us, why is he saying to me? You know, what does he think of himself? So humility is like that. You know, you have to become humble. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you tolerate everything. We have to be humble, but at the same time, we love Prabhupada, we love this movement. If anybody says something about Krishna, then we fight for him. Just like Hanuman. Hanuman says that, he was so tolerant. He's a devotee, he's minding his own business, But when he went to Lanka, what did he do? He destroyed the whole Lanka, He bent the whole place down. So this is the nature of the devotee. For Krishna, they'll do anything. For themselves, they tolerate anything. So when somebody criticizes you, you should tolerate that. But when somebody criticizes a devotee or Krishna, then you should not tolerate it. That is the thing. So it's very important. On yourself, somebody says anything, just like somebody complains about you, okay, all right. And you try to learn what is. See, we don't see ourselves. When somebody is saying something, they're seeing something in you. So it's mostly your fault they're seeing in you. And it's the best way, you ask your close friends, they are the one, you come here, people come, oh, you're such a nice devotee, you do this, the first person you ask your wife or you ask your husband, they'll be honest and tell you what is your true nature is, And when they say something, believe it. Because they know you better than. They are like a mirror of yourself, which is. And how else do you know what is inside you? Is what you see in other people. This is the best way to know. If you see faults in people, that means that fault is in you. You only can see in others what you have in you. Does that make sense? So we say this person is not really good, this person is, eats too much, is he greedy? It's because you are greedy. So just like Srila Prabhupada, initially when he started the movement, there were all kinds of people. What kind of people Prabhupada was dealing with? There were druggies, all kinds. But what did Prabhupada saw? He just saw the good qualities in them. And that's why Srila Prabhupada was able to make devotees. So we have to start seeing good qualities in people. I always give the example, don't be like a fly. A fly? Little flies? Where do they go and sit? Wherever there is filth. If there is a beautiful garden, whole garden is full of roses, beautiful flowers, and there's one fly, where will it go and sit? Will it go and sit on any of the beautiful flowers? No. But there's a whole forest, there's no flowers, nothing there. There's one tree with flowers, and there's a bee. Where does the bee go? So we have to be like a honeybee. We have to see the nectar in people. So once you start building this quality, slowly and slowly, right? We start seeing good quality in other people. We try to help people build the nice quality. We try to teach them rather, like that. And then we build that, then Krishna will see that. And then Krishna will help us. And then slowly and slowly in your life, you will see examples of how Krishna is helping you. How you can be more and more dependent on Him. Does that make sense? And the more you see that, the more faith you have built, and then the more faith you have, then eventually you can completely surrender to Him. So when we have these 9 levels of, first one is Shraddha. So Shraddha and Prem is the same thing. Understand? Because Shraddha means faith, right? And Prem is also faith. But the difference is in the level. So just like Shraddha is sugarcane juice. But when you cook it, it becomes molasses, then crystallizes, and finally you get the crystals, right? Which is pure.
So that's like prem. But if you look at it, the crystal is also sugar. Isn't that right? So the same thing, we have to build this faith. And how do you build that faith? Is by associating with other people and say, oh, that person is, you know, so much faith. I should build that faith. How did he build that faith, you know? So this is very important, you know. You look at our Maharajas, you know. You look at Jayapataka Maharaj, you know. How much faith does he have in Krishna? Just think about it. How much faith he has in Krishna, you know. He's a living example. He's a miracle. He's the biggest miracle, you know. This problem, that problem, yet he travels the world and preaches, you know. He gives 3 classes in a day. We can't even, you know, give 1 in a week, 1 in a month, you know. Isn't that? So when you look at that, those kind of devotees, then we can have more faith. And we said, okay, if he can do that much, if I can do 1%, we'll all go back to Godhead. Okay? Any other?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Any other questions, any comments? We good? Okay, we finish here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Radha Ballabh ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.
Free.